best of the worst.
It is about that time. The first ever Nipsey vs. Earl David Reed indoor potato sack race. The track is being set up now as we speak. The filming will commence. We'll get that video up on the official People's Morning Show Facebook page sometime today. But here we go. Where's Brittany with that mic?
I have this mic.
Okay. Let me hear you talk on that, Pop.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4. Are we good? Let me move away from my other one.
Okay.
Okay.
We're good. Come on, Mr. Reed.
All right. We're moving out into the hallway. I'm in the field of the camera right now. Are we recording, intern Brittany? Okay. Gentlemen, if you'd step up here quickly. Say hello to the audience.
Hello, everybody. I'm ready to go. I have my sack. Come over to the start line, Mr. Reed, before you put it on.
What are you doing?
We're putting our sacks on.
Or what?
For the potato sack race.
For the potato sack race between Nipsey and Earl David Reed. All right. There they go. To the start line. Finish line is right here. They're at the other end of the hallway, making their way down to the start line. Earl David Reed has opted to go without shoes. And he's taking off his sweatshirt. Earl's taking the inside track. I'm going to come down here where you guys are to see how this is going to go. Awesome. Interesting. Theories abound. This is ridiculous. Two grown men over 40 now about to take each other on a sack race through the hallways. 105.7 The X. Okay, both of your legs are in. You're set. Do you both have shoes on or not? Okay, let me get down here because I have a feeling I'm going to get in the way and I could be collateral damage. On your marks. Get set. Go! Oh, well now what the... Hold on. You cheated? Okay, all right. Ready? On your marks. Get set. Go! Wait. We have a winner. Unfortunately, Brittany, come turn the camera around real quick because Earl David Reed is laying in the hallway. Something's gone wrong. He's fallen and he can't get up.
I got a bad start.
You got a bad sack is what you got.
I had a bad start, Jennifer. I went out wrong. Come on over here.
Yes, Nipsey, can you please tell everybody, all the viewers and all the listeners, what happened? What went... All right. First of all, can you breathe? Do we need oxygen?
Hey,
tell everybody what went wrong with your part of the race. Why did you lose?
I got bad footing when I left the starting block, and I couldn't come from behind. And then I started to do sideways because there's not enough room in the track.
No.
Mr. Reed would concur with that.
Well, Earl David Reed, your effort was a success. Can you tell us what it took to get you here to the finish line?
I tell you, I went barefoot, which I, in retrospect, I should have my shoes on because I didn't realize at the bottom there's a seam. So I'm jumping into the seam and it was hurting my feet.
So there's something that you didn't count on in your plan here. But you did win. It is over. It is official. Earl David Reed, ladies and gentlemen, the victor in the sack race.
All right. Everybody get back. Everybody back in here.
Oh, now somebody's pissed.
I'm so mad. That's not fair.
Dude, you know what? I should have put my... I started to get crazy and get scared because I had my my shoes off. There's a seam that goes across the bottom of the bag.
Right.
And it hurt. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, well, let me go put my shoes on. Well, that didn't help.
So. I would like to call attention to the unsung danger for me because I wanted to get the audio of you guys hoofing it and bouncing, but I almost got in the way and almost got run over. Earl starts charging, and I'm like, oh!
He was very aggressive. He was very fast.
I couldn't, but every time I jumped, it was hurting the bottom of my feet.
I was fighting from behind, as always.
You gave one to the team.
Wait till you see my half side jumping that I was doing, because I was trying to get ahead.
Wait till you see it.
I think you all should, everyone at work should have do this at work.
Well,
try to work. And Wilsbach was on the other side of the finish line.
Office Olympics. Yeah, all of a sudden he showed up wondering what was going on. Did we tell everybody we were doing this? Or maybe...
Did you see anyone caring? Did you see anybody in the way?
I don't think anybody could see it but him. But as soon as he noticed there was something going on, he came out to check it out.
Next week we're having llama races. Let's see. Let's see if they come out for that.
Was Wilsbach chewing on a banana again?
I don't know.
Congratulations.
You know, I thought I was, you know, I started to get a little dizzy there. I thought I was running into the woods. Turned out it to be his shirt.
Congratulations, Mr. Reed, victorious in the first ever indoor potato sack race.
We don't have to do that again. This is an annual thing. If it is, let me tell you this now. If it is, let's save these potato sacks because we're not going through the hassle of trying to find all of these again.
Are we going to use Vassholes overalls next week for the same course?
If he washes them, we can both get in one pair, probably.
Oh, God.
Do you want? Let me see. Listen, I don't mean to make it crazy, but do you want your crotch the same place Vassholes was?
Ew.
Quite frankly, it probably won't be because you know, but still.
It's a logistics thing now.
Mm.
You're two grown men.
That was fun.
Fighting over a sack race.
I'm totally exhausted.
Are you
That's
okay?
What keeps you young, folks.
Totally exhausted.
How's it look, Brittany?
Where's the other mic?
Oh, here, this one. There you go. It looks pretty good. It's you leading the pack. Somehow I won. I didn't cross the finish line, but I was leading most of the race.
It's pretty good.
But you were definitely a sportscaster, Jennifer, who was in the action.
I couldn't concentrate. It was good.
I'm busy watching the two of you jump around like fools. What am I doing?
The crossing of the finish line is the best because you just drop. You just go down.
You gave it your last shot.
You were hauling ass.
There's no way to stop in that thing.
Earl,
you know,
David Reed, when you see what you did, you were charged. A direct line of, you just went straight down the hallway.
I couldn't even get past him. There was no lanes. There's no room.
I told you, I voted, my money in Las Vegas was on you elbowing him out of the way.
No,
and you all but did it.
What do you,
way ahead of me.
When do you think is the last time you did that?
A potato sack race?
I can't even think of when it was.
Easily 15 years. Easily.
It's got to be longer than that for me.
I haven't done it since I've moved here in any capacity.
And
so
it wasn't,
I moved here in 2000, 15 years at least.
I don't know whether I should be afraid or not because it wasn't as simplistic as I thought it was going to be. You know? So imagine when you're lined up at one of these picnics with like 10 other people.
I'm a terrible hopper. That's what I figured out.
It's not natural.
I'm lousy at hopping. Nice work, Brittany. I know you're under the weather. You going to go home now?
I'm going to go sleep. But I have an idea for the video, which I'll see if it'll work, because Jen decided to go with the whole sportscaster. So I'm going to see if I can do some fun things with that.
Okay. I get involved in this more than I ever wanted to be.
We definitely need a slow motion replay finish. Oh, absolutely,
yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get the sounds that you guys were making as you hopped. They were really, they were queer, weren't they? They were very strange.
It was just difficult. It's just hard to do that.
I want to rematch.
You guys are making terrible noises.
I want to rematch.
I think I would wear. I think I'd wear shoes next time. I think I actually
were.
I was
comfortable with the shoes. I had no problem with my foot wise. It was moving wise. I had a problem. All right, so there you have it. Congratulations, Mr. Reed.
Thank you.
Mr. Reed, 500 nips, 2 so far, if you're keeping track at home. Lost again. Thanks for that.
Are we going to do the overall thing?
We can talk to Vassholes about that. We can text in about it. He's been MIA a little bit. The fact that he has no job now, I don't know why he would
be. You know what's funny? Someone says, we want to listen to the noises made during the sack race, and then someone said it sounded obscene. So I don't know what they
That's
heard.
What I'm telling you. Yeah. You don't understand what you sounded like. Wait till you hear it.
Oh, no.
The listeners know more about this than you do.
Yeah.
Right now.
And someone says, well, Nipsey ever stop challenging EDR, he always loses. No, I actually challenged you I remember going, hey, I said, I bet I could beat you in a potato sack race.
That's
and
right.
Then all of a sudden.
That's how it works here.
Well, we need to hang on to the ones that work, just
hang
in
on
case.
Hang on to your sack, Mr. Reed, so to speak. We'll take care of some business and come back.
You got
to
find yours now.
Spelling bee, it's down on the floor. I know where it is. They've fallen, and they can't get up. That's all I know.
Mine is, Nipsey's is behind it. And that tape, by the way, masking tape for breakthrough as a finish line, that needs some work. Masking tape's a little bit stronger than that. Oh, we just put barbed wire there.
The People's Morning Show on 105.7 The Earth.